At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to KeyBank Center. The Sabres are not playing tonight, but we're here for the Sabres and Roswell Park prostate cancer screening events. Thanks for listening. Joining us now on the West Shore Hotline is Will Graves. At the risk of seeming obvious, of course we would call Will with the Sabres playing the Penguins tomorrow. So we want extensive coverage on an extensive preview from Will on the hockey game.
You better open some other windows on your laptop.
You know what? Actually, though, Will, like the Sabres, we spend plenty of time on the Sabres. We've said for a long time, I think, Bulldog, not that we've had this conversation recently, but that maybe GR spends more time on hockey than any radio station in the United States. So, no, don't worry, though. We're not going to press you on Penguins questions.
Well, I mean, I cover the Pens, too. I'll just say they're, you know, they got off to a hot start. They come back to earth a little bit over the last month, and I think get to be seen whether they're the team that was really good in October or the team that's been pretty mid in November. I think tomorrow night against the Sabres, kind of a litmus test for sort of their progress. So,
all right.
There you go.
Look, same thing.
We're parked here temporarily. We're standing. We've got the four-ways on, but I'll just squeeze this in. I've only seen the Penguins a couple of times this year, Will. I watch a lot of hockey. And I noticed right away this year Malkin was getting, like, point total was just outrageous to start the season. And I thought, that there's no way that's going to last. It's got to be someone just shooting percentages through the roof or something. Then I saw him play, and I thought he was moving around the ice like it was 5 years ago. Has he found a time machine?
I think he's found I kind of want to make some more money doing this because I'm not going to find another job that's going to pay me this much. You know, he's a prideful guy too, right? He is he's not been playing up to his standards. A pretty steep fall off the second half of last year. He looks healthy. He's playing healthy, and, you know, and he's playing a little bit of defense, which, you know, is not really his thing. So, you know, like it's I think if you're a contending team and you get to the trade deadline and the Penguins sort of this, what we've seen the last 3 weeks sort of continues, it'll be very interesting to sort of see, you know, what the club does with Gino at that point.
Okay, well, Will, to the main purpose of our call here, this game coming up on Sunday, what's your, if it's worth exploring, vibe on Rodgers, his injury? I was surprised, like maybe most people, that he didn't play in Chicago, especially considering how much winning he's done in his career against the Bears.
Well, I mean, and considering how much, I mean, like the team said he was limited in practice, and I guess they get to set the parameters of that. I would say, in having covered the team 14 years now, like that was the most active limited participant I've seen in a practice in a long time. So I was surprised too. you know, they talked about safety being an issue. I actually asked Mike today, you know, sort of as a follow-up, was safety the final, you know, deciding factor here, the fact that maybe he couldn't necessarily protect himself if he gets knocked around a little bit and he might sidestep the questions, because that's what happens when you lose 4 of 6, you sidestep the questions. you know, I would expect him to be available this week. He's been, you know, he's been good-ish. You know, he hasn't been, you know, he had a clunker against, you know, the Chargers on Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago, and then had a pretty good first half against the Bengals and then got hurt. And Mason Rudolph came in and everything was fine. Mason played last weekend. Everything was not fine. But the issue in that game, in my opinion, was not the play of Mason Rudolph. I mean, I think that the Steelers, you know, their formula hasn't changed. It's just the faces, right? And I think the fans here are getting really sort of tired because the formula leads you to 9-8 and 10-7 every year. It's control the ball, try to win the turnover battle, hope that you get a break or two and win every game 20-17. And, you know, the reality for this group is that Rodgers has been fine. He's actually, you know, I think he might be a little bit off. He was actually on pace to set the, you know, to break Ben Roethlisberger's franchise record for touchdown passes in a season when he got hurt, right? Wow. So he's been productive. Their scoring's up. They're almost in the top 10 in scoring, considering they're 28th in yards. That's pretty remarkable, right? I think a lot of that has to do with Rodgers' decision-making. But the reality is this team poured a lot of money into its defense. And that defense on a given week, you have no idea what you're going to get, but most of the time, it's not going to be great.
Yeah, the story, I'm not entirely surprised to hear that about Rodgers and the touchdown passes, because a lot of the book so far this year seems to be like red zone, you're getting the ball out fast, and they're productive down there. It's more like between the 20s that is the trouble with the passing game.
Well, and you know, and I asked Mike, you know, I asked Mike this today too. And one thing they really have been unable to do is stretch the field vertically. When they have gotten yards, almost all of it has been catch and run stuff, right? There was the fact that I can pinpoint like 2 down the field throws that connected and were in week 12, and those are the only 2 that jump out. There was one against Roman Wilson against the Seahawks in week 2, and then I think Wilson again. Forgive me, it was against the Packers, I believe. You know, like, they can't get anything downfield, so you have to go 75 yards in 16 plays and hope you don't have a bunch of penalties and convert a bunch of third downs. And that is asking a lot of your offense over the course of a season, and they have sort of really been unable to break that, you know, kind of break out of that. That's kind of where they've been. I mean, you know, like, Metcalf is getting double covered, and the other guys, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, you know, have been unable to sort of be consistent difference makers to make defenses go, you know what, we're not going to throw 2 guys at DK Metcalf on every snap. So, and especially now, I mean, you know, this week, DK, look, he gutted it out last week, hobbled, played the second half on basically one leg and didn't do much. If he is less than 80% for them, it's going to be I know the Bills defense has sort of had its issues this year, but it is hard for me to see the Steelers coming out there and lighting it up.
That is interesting. Yeah, I mean, all those touchdown passes, and Metcalf has been a small, I mean, he's got 5 at least, but a small, you know, part of that maybe relative to what you would have expected if you knew 21 TD passes, 4th in the league. With Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. Will, there's some discussion online today about Mike Tomlin's future. I guess there always is.
There's discussion every day about Mike Tomlin's future.
Right. Maybe this comes from a more informed place today. Do you think what might you think the odds are that he's not back?
Look, everything ends, right? It just like, but they signed him. You know, the last extension that he got, which I believe was before last season. You'll remember very memorably, my good friend Brooke Pryor at ESPN, after they lost to the Bills in the wild card game, asked him about his status, and he stormed off like a toddler, right? And that's because his people were putting feelers out there to try to put pressure that, oh, he might be interested in going somewhere else, to try to put pressure on, you know, Art Rooney to kind of get a new contract done for Mike that was more to his liking. And it did. So it's hard for me to imagine him walking away from, you know, $30 million over the next couple of years. He's a prideful guy. He's going to pay. You know, there's a chance if they get 10 wins this year, he'll pass Chuck Knoll for the most wins in franchise history. I mean, you know, that's – I understand that the scheduled game, you know, seasons are longer, et cetera. There's more opportunities. But still, that's a pretty remarkable thing. The idea that he would walk away with a, quote, failed season is hard for me to – you know, it's really, really hard for me to fathom. But you know what the flip side of that is? His kids are grown. His youngest is a sophomore in Georgia. His boys are out of the house. You know, he's not old by any standards. He's, what, 53? But I could certainly see him, you know, embracing a new challenge. I can tell you that the fan base here, if we end up at 9-8, 8-9, 10-7, there's going to be a lot of unrest. But, I mean, if you're the Steelers, what do? You don't fire him, right? I mean, you don't. You can fire a guy. Like, let's say they tank here at the end and they go 7-10. First losing season in 19 years. You're going to tank? You're going to fire a guy after one losing season? The Steelers are not going to do that. So anything that happens is going to be on Mike's terms. But he is a prideful guy, and it's hard for me to imagine him going to another organization and having quite the run of the place as he does here.
It's got to really be a restless fan base at this point with him specifically. Like, I feel like he probably appears like an impediment to them ever really starting over. Like, getting – it's just been – since Ben Roethlisberger – I mean, they drafted Pickett, and Rudolph was a draft pick too, and they've taken turns. But it's always just sort of your name here, whatever the best veteran idea we can come up with, plug them in, and we're going to keep going. And they've just been living in this – sort of,
right.
You know, they're not awful. They're not great.
It's a purgatory of their own making,
yeah,
of sorts, right? Because they signed Rodgers because he was their best option to make them competitive this year, which, you know, he has done, right? He has been okay. You know, I would have rolled with Mason Rudolph, and either one or two things happen. Either you somehow find lightning in a bottle, or you go, you know, 5-12 and you're picking fifth in the draft and you get your guy. I still think they're going to do everything they can when the draft is here in Pittsburgh in April to get whatever quarterback they view. And the reality is the field that looked stacked 6 months ago doesn't look quite so stacked now. Some faces have emerged. I talked a little bit with some people in their front office. There are guys that they weren't necessarily penciling in back in June that now in November look a little more intriguing. You know, I mean, that – so you guys talk about purgatory. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Like, when you look at the roster of quarterbacks that they've rolled through and the fact that he has continued to keep them competitive and finish above 500, that's got to be coaching, right? But if you keep hitting – but if you sort of – by doing this, you're unable to identify and look, they misfired on Kenny Pickett pretty badly. You know, if you continue to sort of run this route and you never get the guy, I mean, everybody – you know, if you speculate like what you're talking about, the Jason Anderson tweet about a long tenure coach that might be looking for another gig, and you go down the roster of guys that have been around a while, right? Well, Sean McDermott now being one of them, right? Well, what does Sean McDermott have? What does John Harbaugh have? What does Andy Reid have? They have franchise quarterbacks. You're not going to leave that sort of situation, right? I mean, I think if they had a guy that they felt comfortable in, we would be having a different conversation. And the reality is, you know, in this league, look, if you don't have a guy back there, if you just have somebody, and they've basically had somebody since Ben Roethlisberger came back from his elbow injury in 2020, you know, you're not going to break through. Not in this era when there are so many good teams with really good quarterbacks out there. So it's a tight spot. Like, you want to give them credit for keeping them competitive. The flip side of that is, you know,
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
They've been good, but not nearly good enough to what they consider to be the standard here, right? So it's, you know, it's never boring, but it is monotonous at the same time.
Well put. You know, McDermott is a version of this, Will. Like he's the fourth longest tenured coach in the league now, current job. Tomlin, Harbaugh, Reed, McDermott, I think, is the top four. And while the Bills have advanced farther than the Steelers in the last 5 years, if not every year, most years, We have the same thesis.
There's a restlessness.
Like,
yeah.
What do you want to do? Just kind of run it back every year? And some would subscribe to the thinking that, like, you guys, you know, they sort of want to shake you and be like, no, this is the best you're going to be. You've got this. This is a problem. And I think the Bills have a history, too. It's not quite the Steelers' history. There's no six championships or anything. But they probably – I mean, maybe in a different way, appreciate what McDermott has meant and what he's brought to this organization, and might feel a little bit more, and they've had more success in the last 5 years, like I said, but might feel more beholden to him. I think McDermott could probably, you know, sometimes I think this anyway, he could probably just, you know, blank check given how it's gone for him here.
Well, and certainly, and I mean, you know, I think the irony is the season is sort of playing out the way that, like, the Steelers and the Bills hoped, where the Ravens have not been very good. Obviously, like, they were missing Lamar for a chunk of that time. But even, like, they were kind of tooth and nail with the Jets well into the second half on Sunday, right? And the Chiefs are certainly looked, at least for this year, that they're not sort of maybe their vintage selves. That doesn't mean they're not going to get it together. But there's an opening at the top of the conference, right? And I think if you would ask the Bills fans and the Steelers fans, hey, you know what? In Week 12, the Chiefs are going to be 6-5, and the Ravens are going to be 6-5. They would like their chances to sort of be above them in their, you know, in sort of the conference, in sort of the shape of the conference, and they'd be feeling pretty good about themselves. And it hasn't really worked out. I mean, the Bills are, you know, as you guys well know, they've been okay. But they've got their flaws, and the flaws don't seem to be getting any better as we get to Thanksgiving. And it's kind of the same with the Steelers. So, you know, it's I understand the restlessness. I would much rather have Josh Allen than be where the Steelers are at. I can tell you that much. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a real challenge for that defense on Sunday. I just think that, you know, Josh has toyed with them basically the last three times. Three of the last four times they've played. And then the one that the Steelers won was that weird season opener in 21, which week one's always weird. And then, there was a block punt for a touchdown. TJ had some crazy play on Allen late. I mean, that's a little more the unknown. I think the known now is sort of out there on the Steelers. I would think that Josh would, you know, and Cook should be able to have a pretty successful day. But, I mean, I asked Mike Tomlin today, like, does the playoffs start? Because if you look, their next 2 weeks, it's the Bills here, then it's at the Ravens. If they lose both of those games, it is – so the path to the playoffs is almost impossible to see, right?
Interesting.
And he's like, well, you know, I always feel like that. And I'm like, come on, man. This isn't week two, right? This is – I mean, I think this is the Steelers' season, in these next, 10, 11 days. And it's just hard to – predict because, like, they can occasionally look great. I mean, look, they're the last team to beat the Patriots, but let's remember they needed five turnovers to make that happen. They won by a touchdown. They had 200 yards of total offense. They got two of those turnovers at the goal line as the Pats were going in for scores, right? So yep. I'm not going to be doom and gloom, but I think the Steelers are more what we've seen the last 6 weeks, and even one of those wins again against a good team in the Colts. What did the Colts do? They turned it over six times. They're going to do that again this year? No. So, like, the problem with the Steelers is they don't see the punter enough. They don't see the other team's punter enough. Either they get stops, or the other team, or they get a turnover, or the other team scores, and that is not, you know, Josh Allen is not going to be as sloppy with the football as some of these other teams they've played, and it's just going to be a very tough road to go for Pittsburgh.
Well, you mentioned the Bills have faced their share of challenges, and we saw on Thursday them really struggle with a pair of elite edge rushers. You mentioned T.J. Watt. He missed at least one of those recent meetings, maybe the playoff meeting with the Bills here. But what sort of form is he in? How much of a threat is he come Sunday?
Well, I mean, look, we saw it. You know, they had one sack against the Bears, and what was it? It was T.J. chasing down Caleb Williams in the end zone, and then Caleb, it looked like he was trying to, like, flip the ball underhanded. They called it a fumble, and Nick Herbig fell on it for a touchdown. Look, he's getting a lot of attention, and I think I actually wrote this today as I was sort of putting some of my notes together. He had he's on pace for his fewest sacks in a season in which he was not injured since he was a rookie in 2017, right? The flip side of that is, though, we've seen Nick Herbig emerge on the other side as a guy that's a legit, you know, borderline elite, might be there by next season edge rusher. TJ's been fine. I think the problem, you know, has sort of been that they haven't gotten much kind of from their, you know, from the defensive interior, whether it's the interior line, you know, or it's the middle linebackers, you know, with Patrick Queen, who's been effective but not a splash guy. They're paying him to be a splash guy. Peyton Wilson, second-year inside linebacker, good in coverage, super fast, but gets pushed around a lot. You know, the Steelers' defense's problems are not, you know, it's not a T.J. Watt-specific issue. The thing is, though, like, he also begged, you know, and pouted his way into sort of being to get a contract that made him the highest paid defensive player for about 12 seconds, right? And you could say, and look, he's going to the Hall of Fame, but he's also, you know, not, he's getting a lot of attention, and the other guys are outside of Herbig are not taking advantage of one-on-one opportunities consistently enough. So it is, you know, they're struggling to get off the field on third down. I think they're 28th in third down defense. That is just, and some of that's, you know, not stopping the run on first and second down, and some of that is just miscues. I mean, you saw some of the little mistakes. Like, they're not good enough to avoid the little mistakes that you make during the course of the game. There were three that stood out against the Bears, and to be honest, TJ had nothing to do with any of them, right? But the problem is they really, really need him to, you know, they need him to, like, be crazy every week. And, you know, teams are chipping him on almost every play. So it's really hard. When that happens, other guys have to step up. They will get Alex Highsmith. They should get Alex Highsmith back this week. And, you know, he's obviously a veteran, experienced guy. They're paying a lot of money. And when he's on the field, he's good. But it is just, you know, they either make these spectacular plays or they get run over. There's no just like, hey, let's just have a – you know, let's stop them on third and four and make them punt. That doesn't happen enough here, and that is really kind of the main problems with their season.
All right, Will, we got the Sabres in. We got the Bills and Steelers in. No time left for Pitt women's volleyball. It's a national power, Bulldog. My
they
wife's
are
friend
power.
Is on. Her friend's daughter is on the team. Her name is Bayless. And, you know, they've been close to winning it all. I don't know if they play UB, though, Bulldog. Then we would have would have the opening.
Local interest. Yeah.
They need to get that.
Well, you can hit me up if that. You can hit me up if and when that happens.
All right. That's a date. Thank you, Will.
All right. Take care, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh. The Bills have signed Brandon Cooks. You got to admire the Bills' part in this whole thing.
That was
the receivers.
That was in the wind enough that I showed up here with his stat page open from ESPN.com today.
Really, you were?
I saw
you were up there for that.
They were mentioned as, you know, like two or three teams that might be interested in signing Brandon Cooks if the situation with the Saints gets resolved, and clearly it has. And so, yeah. It was a 4-3-3 guy coming out of college.
It was in the 90s.
It was a long time ago. It was 2014. Not quite the 90s, but still.
You know,
he's 32, 33 years old.
He hasn't seemingly been able to stay on a team for very long in his career. He's been on lots of teams, been traded maybe four times, Cooks. But we don't need to worry about that.
No.
We don't need him for that long.
3 years in New Orleans, a year in New England, 2 years with the Rams, 3 years with Houston, 2 years with Dallas, back to the Saints.
Now to the Bills.
That's the career. Yep.
Talk about what the Bills will ask of Brandon Cooks here as we continue. We're at the arena today. It's the Sabres and Roswell Park prostate cancer screening event here until 7. Walk-ins are welcome until 6:30. 803-0550 for your calls. You want to react to this Bills signing? Feel free. We're ready for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.